This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know, I'm just so excited to be on air, and I think I know why I'm so excited to be on air, because I am procrastinating a very large task, very formidable task that I just don't want to do. I have now procrastinated for a couple days, put it off. We're probably going into day three, and I would rather be in my studio more than any other place right now than doing the task that I need to do. Okay, so what is this big formidable? No, it's not a pap smear. I did the pap smears with my eyes closed. Those are easy. No, it's not going to the dentist. I've been to the dentist. The formidable task I have to do is, when I come downstairs, and our house is two stories, okay? I live in an apartment most of my life. It's really nice to have a house that's two stories. And you guys know I have four cats. And the three girl cats are great. They go pee-pee in their potty box. But Shaky Boo, and I know it's Shaky Boo's pee-pee, must be someplace downstairs. Because when I walk downstairs today, I really, really smelled pee-pee. Now, there is nothing more horrifying than for you to have a house that's still unfurnished, by the way, because, you know, we don't know if we're going to sell it. We don't know what's going to happen after this election with real estate. So, not that we're going to really be able to sell the house now that people think Shaky Boo did a pee-pee. But there is some area of downstairs, it's not that big, where Shaky Boo did a pee-pee. Now, the problem is so what's the big task? So just shampoo the carpets. Nah, you obviously don't have cats. Okay, you don't have cats. When your male cat, he's already spayed and neutered, and I don't even think he has any testicles anymore. But he really is macho. I have never seen a more macho cat than Shaky Boo. Oh, my gosh, Sacudito, he is so macho. When Shaky Boo decides to do his pee-pee, like any other male cat, they squat. He doesn't lift his leg. Cats don't really lift their legs like dogs do. He just squats. He concentrates. He can aim on a millimeter target and concentrates it in that area. Now, I understand that the splash and the spray causes a urine radius of probably, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 inches. But he concentrates it in one area. So what I have to do, my formidable task now, is I have to go around and sniff every area, every square inch of that carpet to find where his pee-pee attack happened. And I'm putting it off. The problem is you can't put that off, because the longer you wait, the more it stinks. You know, so like the other day, I was like, okay, did I smell cat pee-pee? I'm like, no, maybe it's their potty box. I have a potty box downstairs. But oh no, this cat nailed a virgin, naive, fluffy, plump area of carpet, and I gotta now stick my nose in it and find it. I can't get my husband to do it. I can get my husband to kill spiders, to kill scorpions. I can even make him go to my kid's school conference, which, by the way, is today. Yeah, my kid has a school conference. You think I want to go to that? Miss Wax? It's Dr. Miss Wax, yeah. Your son is having some issues in class. Well, what's he doing now? Well, you know, he likes to talk really loud. He, you know, tries to command the center of attention, and he makes a lot of jokes. And it's very, you know, poorly timed, because I'm in the middle of lecture. And I'm like, and that's bad, because I just don't want to hear it anymore. You know, my kids have comedic timing. yeah, they're going to make jokes. If the material's boring, somebody's got to, you know, shake it up a little bit. So I don't need to hear that, okay? Already I'm giving my boys, right, kudos across the board. So, but I'm going to make my husband go to school conferences. I got to work. Hey, look, I'm a teacher and I'm a professor now. An assistant professor at Toro University. This is awesome. So I get to teach today. So I don't have time to be at my kids' conference. And, I got to teach. Yeah, I have to. Oh, I wonder if I get to do parent-teacher conferences. It's a medical school. Miss Smith? Yes? Well, your son misspelled pseudostratified columnar epithelium. And he couldn't use immunomodulators in a sentence correctly. Oh, my. Well, thank you for letting me know. Oh, I would love parent-teacher conference. Oh, I hope they let me do parent-teacher conference. That would be so much fun. All right, so anyway, so my husband is not going to be doing the sniff test to find Shaky Boo's pee-pee. And I have to. Yeah, at least with poop, you could see that. You could smell that a mile away, but not the pee-pee. So I am procrastinating. I don't know how to make that task doable. I really don't. And I got to do something because we got another football weekend and we're having people come over for football. Okay, what are we going to talk about today? Well, besides Shaky Boo's pee-pee, which to me I could make a whole hour of, there was a blog written by one of you who is tired of being called a drug seeker when you need pain medication. And you gave advice to your fellow, I guess, blog readers, this one blogger wrote, on how to approach the doctor so they don't think you're a drug seeker and you could get the medicine you need. I think that is very, very fascinating. So we're going to talk about, I hate using the term drug seeker. I think that's ridiculous. And that's a term used when somebody, goes doctor shopping to get medication that they could then later sell or abuse. But I don't really see it as that is the majority of the cases. I see the majority of the cases is people are in pain. And they are trying to get their medications and store them up and hoard them so that they don't go a day without pain. And unfortunately, people like that are still considered, quote unquote, drug seekers and can be denied medication. So we're going to talk about that and talk about what's the best way to approach your medical provider to get the pain control you need. Not pain medications, but pain control. This mysterious paralyzing illness that's on the rise, causing acute flaccid myelitis. We reviewed what that is yesterday, but we have our microbiologist and immunology specialist, Dr. Juice, coming on next, so don't go away. 1-877-DOCTALLY. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. And when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is scaring the daylights out of me. This mysterious paralyzing illness that is looking polio-like. And the reason why they're saying it's polio-like is it seems to affect children more than adults, and it seems to come on very, very abruptly. And the child that had just died in Washington State, this little baby boy, Jonathan Daniel Ramirez Porter, known as Daniel, had apparently, according to his mom, felt sick, kind of symptoms of a cold, then began getting dizzy, and within hours had brain swelling and had to be induced into a medical coma to try to reduce the brain swelling, went into paralysis, and unfortunately never recovered. And in Washington, they're already looking at a cluster of these cases. And, you know, there's been some talk that this could be viral related, either a polio-like virus from the enterovirus family or a non-polio enterovirus, adenovirus, flaviviruses, which we've talked about before. And I'm not saying this is virus-caused. This could be autoimmune. There could be a variety of reasons for this. But to help us make heads or tails out of this is Associate Professor of Basic Sciences, Microbiology, and Immunology at Toro University of Nevada, Dr. Karen Deuce. Hi, Karen. How you doing? Thank you for joining us today.
Great. How are you?
Good. So, what's very interesting about this AFM, this acute flaccid myelitis, is the CDC talked about how back in 2014, they were looking at a cluster, and they found the enterovirus EVD68 to be maybe a culprit, but they couldn't really tell. What is your gist on all this?
Yeah, I would guess it's either an enterovirus-like thing, especially given that the kids that are affected seem to have some kind of, like, febrile illness right beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it's not polio or a version of polio because of the time frame, unless there's some, you know, really freaky new polio virus, which I rather doubt. I think we'd be able to see that fairly quickly. But I think it may be an enterovirus. It could also be a mosquito-borne or arbovirus. They call them arboviruses if the mosquitoes carry it. So it could be a particularly virulent West Nile strain. I think at this point we just have to wait and see what they come up with. Mostly at the CDC, I would be guessing the CDC people are probably paying a lot of attention to this and getting a lot of samples.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the CDC website is right now, it appears to be the only source of some real concrete information. And even they are describing how, look, you know, doctors, you know, for treatment, you know, we don't have a lot of data, but, you know, some are using steroids, some are using interferon, antivirals. But what's so frustrating is we still don't know this is a virus. Dr. Deuce, you know, I agree with you when you hear
right.
that it seems to start like a virus. It seems to be the abruptness, a fever, them mm-hmm. feeling as if they're sick and then coming down with this, it sounds more viral. But what's very interesting is they talked about how there could be maybe a combo of viruses, that this could be a where one
yeah,
is a Trojan
is a
horse.
Yeah.
What do you think about
it
that?
It could also be a pesticide, especially given that there's this cluster.
Right.
Or other, you know, toxic chemical. That's also, you know, a possibility. So we can't, I don't think anything can be really ruled out at this point. The time frame, how fast it hits between like fever and then, you know, paralysis or in swelling in the brain is I think the concerning part is the time frame is so quick.
It is. It's just, you know, people have been asking, well, is there a vaccine? Well, yeah, we have a vaccine for polio, but we don't think this is polio. And enterovirus, I mean, you know, when you look at the virus families, even though there's similarities, each viral strain or, you know, is very different. Explain how that works where the viruses are classed into families, that the arboviruses, adenoviruses, enteroviruses, but you can't, you know, do a vaccine that goes across that whole family.
Right, because viruses are actually very, very different in terms of their genome. So viruses have very different genomes. For instance, like the herpes viruses, herpes simplex, which can also cause encephalitis, they have huge, big DNA genomes. They're humongous for a virus. And then you have your tiny little flaviviruses, which are RNA,
right.
and are much smaller. And your picornaviruses, which you can tell in the name, pico-RNA virus, right? It's a very, very tiny little virus. That's the family that these enteroviruses, the D68 and then the polio virus belong to. And they're very, very tiny little viruses.
And you call them pico?
RNA genomes.
You call them pico?
The family is it's called picornavirus. That's how you pronounce it. But if you look at the spelling, it's picorna virus.
That mine's so induced a hazard.
Small virus. That's why I tell my medical students how to remember.
Yeah, like Roscoe Pico train. Yeah. No, that's interesting. And you know, one thing that's also, and you know, you brought up is how the course of the illness occurs in terms of the speed. You know, when we first heard of this paralysis type, sequelae a couple years ago, at first it sounded like Guillain-Barré, where it appears it causes immediate paralysis. But Guillain-Barré, that starts where your immune system attacks the nerves. That's where it, as I'm telling my listeners, I apologize, Karen, I know you know. But the feet, it starts more in the lower extremities and then moves up. With this, it seems more central. Would you agree, or have we not been able to?
I'm not absolutely sure, because I haven't gotten enough information from the current, I think we're up to 9 cases now in Washington.
Yeah, there's not a lot out there. I'm not sure,
but I know, part of the reason why they initially thought Guillain-Barré is because of the facial paralysis that seems to be part of this, which is a classic symptom for Guillain-Barré. But again, the timing is just really strange. And you know, when you look at when these are happening, so back in 2014, there was just kind of a spurt of disease starting in like July, August, and going through like into December, and then nothing, right? And then in 2015, there were some sporadic cases, very low numbers, like, you know, 2 here, 1 here, pretty much all through the year. And now we're seeing, you know, there was a little bit starting in about March this year, and then things started to heat up in May, June, and then I thought we peaked in September, but we may not have.
Right.
So there have been, and it's been widespread. So that's why I think it may not be a pesticide, because it's been in 33 states so far this year. It's
exactly.
Not just Washington. And there have been like 89 cases so far.
For those who joined us, we're talking to Dr. Kara Induce, Associate Professor of Basic Sciences, Microbiology and Immunology at Touro University, Nevada. Yeah, absolutely. When you look at the span that now 33 states are involved, and that was of the latest data from the CDC that I believe took us into September. I don't think we still have all the October data yet, which is kind of frightening because we wonder. You know. One of my listeners had asked me yesterday, could this be Zika related? I didn't think so because of the geography of it, but the mosquito-borne possibility, is definitely something we could entertain. But I don't think it has anything to do with Zika. What would you say to that?
No, I would doubt it. I mean, I guess at this point you can't really rule anything out. But I don't think it would be Zika. But yeah, definitely some kind of arbovirus is a possibility. Mm-hmm. And we should know fairly quickly if it is a virus, I think, because the CDC has gotten really good at finding viral genomes using something called polymerase chain reaction, which is basically you have little bits of DNA that you use as a primer, so-called, and you can use those primers to amplify up interesting things. And so I'm guessing that there's a lot of PCR going on right now.
It's frustrating because back in 2014, you know, they found the EBD68, but they don't know if that was just coincidentally in the patients or if that was the actual cause. So I know we still have a ways to go. Dr. Deuce, thank you again for joining us. Can't wait to have you back. Associate Professor from Touro University, Nevada. Thank you again for helping us with this.
Oh, you're so welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll have you back. Thank you. All right, guys, so don't go away. When we come back, we'll explain a little bit more about what acute flaccid myelitis means, how doctors are diagnosing this, and then I want to touch upon pain medication and how to get you in pain control. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We'll get to your emails in just a second. Of course, you can call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254. So Diet Coke could double our risk of diabetes. That really blows. Because I love Coca-Cola. I think it tastes so yummy. I just love soda pop. I love root beer. I love cream soda, but I especially like Coca-Cola. And so, if I sometimes feel like I need the bubbles or I need the, I don't know, I, whatever, I will, um, I will, reach me before Diet Coke. Even though I think Diet Coke tastes like battery acid, still, I'll drink a soda pop, especially since I like the caffeine. Well, now they're saying that if you drink just 2 glasses of diet drinks a day, it will double your risk of diabetes. They think, one, it can make you feel hungrier, which makes a lot of sense. You know, you're taking in an artificial sweetener, and so, you're not getting the actual glucose load, so your body may be like, wait a second, where's my glucose? I got all this insulin already pumped and primed and ready to go. Where's the glucose? So your body may not stop until it finally gets a glucose to match the sweet priming that aspartame or saccharin caused. The other thing that could also be going on is it could mess with our gut bacteria. They say that artificial sweeteners could interfere with the bacteria that grows in our guts, which could then trigger diabetes. So the team from the Karolinska Institute in Sweden studied. See, isn't that annoying? Isn't it annoying when somebody who's not even Swedish tries to talk Swedish? It's from Sweden, the Karolinska Institute from Sweden. See, doesn't that drive you crazy? Do that. Do that to your coworkers today. Anyway. So what they did is they studied 2,800 adults who had completed a year-long diary about their intake of drinks. Those who had 2 or more sweetened drinks a day were 2.4 times more likely to develop type 2 diabetes. These were the sugary beverages, the artificially ones like diet soda or sugar-free cordials. Sugar-free cordials. See, this comes from England. Okay, why can't I do an accent if I'm reading a British art cordials? Isn't cordial like a cherry alcohol drink? That's what I thought it was. Okay, anyway, having 5 or more sugar-free drinks a day, get this, increase your risk by 4.5 times. So those of you guys that drink a whole liter of diet soda pop, that's bad. They say the researchers found that artificially sweetened drinks were almost as bad as those laden with sugar. They established that every 200 cc's glass of sugary fizzy drink consumed each day increased the risk of type 2 diabetes by 21%. Meanwhile, every diet drink increased the risk by 18%. Now, this comes to the European Journal of Endocrinology. So lead researcher Josephine Lofvenborg said diet drinks may stimulate the appetite, leading to weight gain, or the artificial sweeteners cause chemical reactions within fat tissue and with bacteria in the gut. Personally, I think it's this whole metabolism thing. I think what it is your body, you know, goes, okay, wait a second. All right, we are getting something really good because, you know, artificial sweetener is multiple times sweeter than sugar. So you take an artificial sweetener, the body's like, I'm ready to go. We are ready. We got the insulin primed. We got the small intestine ready. Guys, we're going to get a lot of sugar. Everybody ready? Whoa, what's going on? Huh? What? I'm on a break. No, you're not on a break. Get up. Let's go. We're moving. And everyone's like, what's happening? Huh? What? Sugar coming? Huh? Okay, so your body instantaneously gets everybody ready to go. All of a sudden, you drink a diet soda pop and there are no calories. Like, what the hell is this? Where's the food? You woke us up for this? Wait, man, what's going on here? So now, so your body's like, okay, something's wrong, guys. Something is wrong. We just got 0 calories coming in. We got no carbs, no protein, nothing. Well, we got to keep Dr. Dahlia alive. I know, because she does such a good radio show. I agree. All right, well, guys, let's do this. We got to keep Dr. Dahlia alive, so let's do this. Because 0 calories are coming in, let's slow down the metabolism. We are going to have to conserve energy so she can get through her show. But I don't like her show. Shh. Let's pretend we do. So now they slow everything down. Now they're in starvation mode. Listen, I have microphones all over the place. Don't you think I hear what they say? So the cells now, everything is right now in let's slow down, hold the phone, the slow metabolism hibernation mode, until they're convinced that you are eating a very balanced diet, which is why we keep saying balanced diet. All right, so, now what about our appetite? Yeah, it does. It makes you hungry. Artificial sweeteners make you hungry. They do. Have you ever drunk a diet soda and felt full? No. You don't feel full with that. So this is some scary stuff. So for those of you going to diet drinks to try to prevent diabetes, you could actually be worsening it. We really need to get off the diet soda pop. We really do. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, the Mediterranean diet, one of the best diets in the world, can now actually help your eyes. And they're saying if you consume caffeine, because it will lower your chances of developing age-related macular degeneration, which is a leading cause of blindness. Now, the Mediterranean diet, what's in it? High in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, healthy fats, and fish. Benefits the heart, lowers cancer risk. It is touted as the best diet out there, the Mediterranean diet. Whether you eat Israeli food, whether you eat an Iranian dish, whether you eat Greek, even Italian, that can all count, okay? So it's all, you know, because a lot of us in that area, that's what we eat, a lot of fruits. Have you guys ever had Israeli salad? Israeli salad is really delicious, okay? It's like a lot of cucumbers and tomatoes. Sometimes we'll either put some parsley or some green pepper in it. We'll put some lemon on it. It's tasty. It's delicious. You don't even need salad dressing on it. And it's easy to eat, but the key is you have to chop it up into very tiny little pieces. So that little baby pieces, you can eat it with a spoon. When you eat your salad with a spoon, I'm serious, guys, if you could cut, you know, you can't have leaves of lettuce. Lettuce doesn't really have that much, nutritional content compared to other sorts of vegetables. You know, it's mostly water. But, again, if you're going to eat a salad, I'd rather you do that than a chocolate cake. But when you can convert your salad to spoon form, you'll get more in. Why do you think Kentucky Fried Chicken's coleslaw is such a big hit? I don't like coleslaw, but you could eat it with a spoon. I'm serious, guys. If you could eat your salad with a spoon, you'd eat more. So think about that. Okay, so what did the researchers do with this study? Well, they assessed the diets of 883 people age 55 or older in Portugal. Of those, 449 had early stage age-related macular degeneration. If your macular starts to degenerate, you can't focus your and transmit your images properly. And 434 people didn't have the disease. So they closely followed a Mediterranean diet, and they found a 35% lower risk of AMD. And if you ate lots of fruit, it was beneficial. Now, one of you had asked me, why are you telling us to eat fruit if fruit can cause diabetes? Natural sugar from fruit should not cause diabetes. If you are eating a healthy diet, 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables, and you're balancing your fruits with other foods, you will not turn diabetic because of that. If you are a full-blown diabetic and you have to cut your carbs, yes, you're going to have to cut your sugar. But if you don't have diabetes right now, okay, and again, I mean, you know, by a bowl of grapes, we're talking like a cup of coffee-sized bowl of grapes. We're not talking about a big, huge chips and dip. You know, I mean, you got to be smart about it. So researchers also found that people consumed high levels of caffeine, which we've known before, seemed to have a lower risk of AMD. Among those who consumed high levels of caffeine, 54% did not have AMD and 45% had of the eye. The researchers said they looked at caffeine consumption because it's an antioxidant known to protect against other health problems like Alzheimer's. But it did not prove that if you drank coffee and ate Mediterranean diet, you would never get AMD. So, this is some pretty cool stuff. What I recommend is, when in doubt, just stick a vegetable in your mouth, okay? You're not going to get diabetes, okay? It's going to help your eyes. It's going to make you feel better, and it's, yummy. It's yummy. As long as I can dip it in chocolate or something. 1-877-DOCDALI, our right-handedness goes back almost 2 million years. What's up with that? We'll be right back.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
All right, guys, we are right back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so one of the things I teach the students, and I am going to be teaching the students today, is how to approach a patient who appears to only want to be there for pain medication. And I know some of you are saying, wait a second, Dahlia, so what you're doing is you didn't prep for this show, just for the show. What you're doing is giving hand-me-downs from student lectures. I'm not giving you guys hand-me-downs. This is a very important talk. And I'm not giving you the lecture I'm giving the students. Okay? All right? There's a spin on it. So don't call me lazy. Look, I put a lot of time into prepping for this show. So cut me some slack, Jack. But one thing I really have a big problem with is when the media crucifies people and you know, puts them all into a, I don't want to call it a stereotype, but into one group where, all right, well, there are people that are abusing narcotics. We have all these opioid overdoses. And so since we can't stop, you know, all the quote-unquote drug seekers, we'll have to stop the doctors. And, you know, many of us in the medical field is like, okay, wait a second here. Okay, so you're stopping us from prescribing. Do you even know who we're treating? And a little known fact is most quote-unquote drug seekers, right, or people seeking out prescriptions for pain don't want to be on the medicine that they're asking for. The average person that walked into my clinic asking for Percocet, asking for Lortab, asking for Vicodin, asking for Oxycontin, which I didn't prescribe, they, if you really ask them, you know, do you want to be on this? Like, no, I don't. They're enslaved to this drug, and many wish that they could be free of it. The problem is the addiction of any narcotic is so damn hard to treat that it's just easier to just take the pill. So when somebody comes in asking for a pain medication that the media keeps saying we doctors have to turn down or we doctors need to be penalized if we do help them out, the reason why they're coming in and the reason why they're afraid is when you start to go through withdrawal, it is very frightening. A narcotic withdrawal feels like you're going to die, from what I understand. You know, we've talked about that, and we'll talk about it more in the next hour, all the symptoms and how quickly these symptoms come on, the nausea, the body aches, the goosebumps, the you feel so bad, diarrhea. So people that are asking for these medications are afraid of being turned down. They're afraid of going through withdrawal. They don't want to be labeled a drug seeker. They don't want to face legal consequences. They don't want to be accused of doing drugs. They don't want to lose their job. And so this is very interesting, and if any of you have, you know, undergone the sort of discrimination or stereotyping that, you know, we've been discussing, please let me know at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This comes from amptunes.com blog. So I don't know, the gentleman or the lady who wrote this, but it's very interesting what he wrote to give other people advice. Almost anything you do, he says, if you suffer chronic pain, is viewed as drug seeking behavior. They say going to multiple doctors in an attempt to get help? Yeah, you're a drug seeker. Asking for a higher dose? You're a drug seeker. Hoarding? You're a drug seeker. Questions or complaints about random drug test policy? You're a drug seeker. Past history of recreational drug use? You're a drug seeker. So basically what he's saying is if you have a pain problem and you're going to multiple doctors for help, you're going to be called a drug seeker when you're just going to multiple doctors for help. If the medication dose they gave you was too little and you ask them to up it, you'll be called drug seeker. He says this gives the patient no power and tons of stress, worrying about being labeled a drug seeker and cut off from the relief, which is usually brief, that they're getting. He says it's an abysmally designed system. If you ever wind up with chronic pain, here are some suggestions. He says never admit to recreational drug use. He says it doesn't matter if you had a single hit off a bong when you were 14. He's telling people to deny. I'm not telling you to do this, but this is very interesting from his perspective. He said, deny ever having touched a recreational drug. You should probably also say that you never drink alcohol. If you've ever gotten high or drunk, you're probably a drug seeker. So what he's basically saying is to lie to the medical provider so that they don't call you a drug seeker. Now, as a medical provider, I'm like, look, I need to know if you drink alcohol. I need to know if you get high. I'm not going to call you a drug seeker. I just need to know because look how dangerous this is if I give you a medication. He writes, if you have to go to more than one MD to get help, don't report any doctor you've given up on. He says, carry your medical records with you and let the new office make copies. Hide doctor shopping as well as you're able. Unfortunately, he writes, changing doctors because of changing health insurance coverage will be counted as doctor shopping. He says, doctor shopping is classic drug-seeking behavior. It's true. If I see that you have gone to multiple doctors, and I see that you got a prescription for 60 pills from one doctor last week. Yesterday you got a prescription for 100 pills. And now you're coming to me and I only write 30. Yeah, you are doctor hopping. But if you do have a change in your insurance and you've only gone to one doctor before, it shouldn't be construed as doctor hopping. But I see his point. He says, never question your pain doctor. Nothing good will come of it. Well, I don't like that. I want you guys, I want there to be communication. He says, when answering the doctor's questions, pretend that you are being questioned by the opposing lawyer at trial. Your standard answer should be yes, no, I don't know, I don't remember. He says, provide as little detail as you can while sticking to the point that you are in tolerable pain. The doctor doesn't want to hear your story. Things that you think are important are a distraction and can and will be interpreted as a sign of drug-seeking behavior. That is such a shame that he feels that way. And I don't blame him for feeling that way. I don't blame him, but it's a shame. He says, do not miss an appointment. He says, although severe pain is clearly a valid reason that a person might miss an appointment, it will be viewed as surprise, drug-seeking behavior. He writes, if you have to kidnap small children, take a bus driver hostage in order to make your appointment, do it. Please don't take that seriously. He says, dress as well as you can. He says, the richer you appear, the less likely you'll be thought of as a drug seeker. Buy a suit, buy a cocktail dress, look like you have money. Again, this is a shame that he has to think that way, this way. Now with all the laws and regulations, it's not we give prescriptions to rich people. It's not. And any doctors that have done that, it appears they seem to be getting in trouble, like the one from California. He says, if you do happen to find a good doctor, one who cares more about your pain than worries that you're scamming them for drugs, advertise the doctor everywhere you go online. People desperately need reviews of docs in order to have a chance of finding one who will help. So that was his blog. And, when I look at that from a patient perspective, and mind you, okay, I've taken care of patients, I've spoken to patients, I may not be getting the whole story being the doctor, even if I don't talk to them in a medical setting. I'm not getting the full story. And when you hear somebody who has chronic pain, and they don't want to be stereotyped or accused of being a drug seeker. They don't want to lose their job. They don't want, it's heartbreaking to see something like this. Now, why are we spending so much time on this topic? We're going to be spending a lot of time on this topic because it is going to be harder and more difficult to get pain medication. One of the biggest, most successful campaigns out right now is cutting back on prescription medication prescription. All right. Overuse, I don't know how well we're doing. But I've always, practiced the same. I've written the same, so I haven't really changed. But for those people that were writing 120 pills, you're not going to see many of them anymore. And maybe that's a good thing because I think a lot of people are abusing their medication and I think they are putting themselves at risk for overdose. But while we may be making that progress, what are we doing in its place to help people with pain? Now, I foresee the legalization of marijuana to probably explode, and that be many people's avenue for pain control, but I don't think that's a good thing either. So don't go away. We're going to be talking about narcotic withdrawal and how to approach your doctor for pain control. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
My name is Liam. I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.